If you have your Bibles, if you would turn in them with me to the book of Job. Again, if you know where the Psalms are, you can turn. It's the book right before that. The book of Job in chapter 13. Job 13, and we'll be reading the whole chapter. Job 13, the whole chapter, verses 1 through 28. And God's people hear now the words of the living and true God. Lo, mine eye hath seen all this, mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will ye speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for Him? Will ye accept His person? Will ye contend for God? Is it good that He should search you out? Or as one man mocketh another, do ye so mock him? He will surely reprove you, if ye do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency make you afraid, and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace. Let me alone that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh and my teeth and put my life in mine hand? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me. Then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thine hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgressions and my sin. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and holdest me for thine enemy? Wilt thou break a leaf driven to and fro? And wilt thou pursue the dry stubble? For thou writest bitter things against me and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks and lookest narrowly unto all my paths. Thou settest a prince upon the heels of my feet, and he, as a rotten thing, consumeth, as a garment that is moth-eaten. Those are God's words. So here is Job continuing from the last chapter, speaking and responding. And through verse 8, he condemns his friends of their falsehood, their partiality and their deceitfulness, while acting as though they are pleading God's cause and the promise of judgments from God because of this, through verse 12. In a few places, Job is pleading with them to remain silent and let him turn to God. In the rest of the passage, Job turns to the Lord boldly, coming before the throne of grace through verse 22. And then the remaining verses through verse 28, Job seeks the Lord to bring illumination where he has sinned to deserve this affliction that has come upon him. Beloved, it is always wise to seek the face of the Lord. Always wise to seek the face of the Lord in any circumstance or situation. In great affliction, it is wise to seek the Lord to reveal any sin that you may have committed, that you might turn from it back to Him. To bring about that examination of your life and your heart. And if any sin be found, to flee to Christ. However, that doesn't mean that there's always sin for which you are then afflicted. We learned that in John 9. I think we talked about that in prayer meeting this past week. A man born blind. It was for the glory of God. But no matter what, seek the face of God. And He will not hide from you, but show you mercy. And that's the promise of God. Let's pray and ask for His help now. Our gracious Father, we pray that we would be more zealous in our prayer life, more zealous in seeking Your face, more zealous in coming to worship morning and evening on the Lord's Day, more zealous for Your Word and meditating upon Your Word. But Lord, let us be zealous in prayer, coming and pleading and crying before You, that You would hear our prayers and our petitions and answer according to Your will. Our Father, we are often, when things are going well, we are often those who stop seeking Your face. And for this, Father, we ask that You would forgive us. Even this last week, we have there have been things that have gone well, and we have not come to You, gone out to You, and praised Your name and given thanks to You. Father, as often happens as well, sometimes the afflictions come and trials come. And even then, sometimes we don't seek Your face. And yet, Father, often those afflictions and trials we are made, just like we're learning in Judges, over time we are eventually led to turn to You. Help us by Your Spirit. Grant us the grace that we would be all the more apt to turn to You, to give thanks to You, to cry out to You, to grieve over our sins before You and not by ourselves, which leads to a downcast heart and soul, but that we would come to You. For Your face, Your glory is pure light. And Father, we ask that You would show us Your light. Though we have remaining darkness in our hearts, some here are fully in darkness and they need the light of the life of Christ to shine down upon them, that they would be saved. And we ask that You would do that work today, not here only, but throughout the world as Your people meet together and worship Your name. And Father, we ask that You would grant Your Holy Spirit to be poured out. We pray this, Father, that Your Holy Spirit would be poured out in great power, not only into our hearts, but unto the church of Jesus Christ, that Your Word would go forth in power, that our hearts would be torn and mended again and filled with great joy and zeal for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that You would send out Your Holy Spirit in revival and power upon the nations, and upon this nation which often turns from You and has continually turned from You and many sins and leading the peoples, the citizens of this nation, in wickedness. And yet, Father, although there ought to be a greater light, as we'll study this morning, like a city set on a hill, which can be seen from miles and miles away, the church ought to be in this nation a light to the people. And yet often in this we have fallen and failed because we're frail. We often hide in fear of man and even our civil magistrate. But Father, we ask that You would build us up today and encourage us in Christ, that You would make us to be what we are, the light of the world in Christ your Son. And so, Father, sanctify us and move us to a greater zeal and a jealousy for your word, for you, that we would not only be lights in the world, but that we would have a greater communion with you, fellowship with you. We long to be and come to our husband, the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and lay in his arms. And so, Father, grant us that communion with him. And Father, we also plead today for our souls. You would cleanse us of our sin. You would turn our hearts again to you as we have turned from you, walked away from you. Turn us back again today. And we would flee to Christ, your Son. But as we pray for our souls, and even the downcast souls here, we ask that you would encourage them in Christ and turn them from their sins. And Father, we also pray for our bodies. We ask that you would grant safety to John and Lillian and their family as they travel to Kenya and then also to South Sudan to see John's mother. We pray that you would uphold them and guide them on their path, and that they would return unto us and they would be faithful in worshiping you here with us. And Father, we pray for Jennifer, who's visiting us today. We're thankful for her presence and thankful that we get to worship with her. And we ask that you would guide her and grant her wisdom and help her also with that godly presence amongst this family who's lost a very dear loved one. And Father, bless her today. And Father, bless all of us as we seek your face. Father, we pray for Patricia that you would heal her of her cancer. We're thankful that it seems like her cancer is gone and yet she has one more treatment left. We pray that her white cell count would grow, that she might have her last treatment, and that there would be no more cancer, if that would be your will. And Father, we pray for April Watson. We know that the outlook for April is not great, at least from our perspective. But we pray that your name would be exalted through her life and her struggle now with this cancer that is in her brain and spine. Father, we ask that you would, for the treatments that she undergoes, that you would grant her healing, if that be your will. And of course, we ask that again, your name would be praised. And that's why we're here, in life and in death, for your name to be praised and glorified. We pray also for our children, and many children here, even in the womb. We pray that you'll turn their hearts to you, that they would love you, that they would have ears to hear. Your Holy Spirit would be sent into their hearts, and they would love you. And that they would never know a day apart from Christ and your love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit upon them. We're thankful that they are covenant children. And Father, we pray that you would grant them faith in Christ, your Son. Only you can do this. And so, Father, bring it about if it be your will. And Father, we praise you for answering our prayers as well for Michael and Audrey and providing another child in the womb. We ask that you would bless them, grant good health to Audrey and to this baby, even unto delivery, and that your name, and all of it would be praised. Our Father, as now we continue worshiping you, we ask for your help, for we are weak. As you call us to worship with our hearts, and according to your word, we are, even today, we're going to break this. But Father, fill us in our hearts. Strengthen us to worship you in spirit and in truth. And humble us before your throne. Show mercy and grant us that holy reverence and fear of you, God, that we would not come too easily before you. And yet, as you call us, you also call us to come boldly to your throne. And so, Father, in this, may your name be praised. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.